This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everybody is well. Bismillah alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ar rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam at-taslimi kathira. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Him. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows what we reveal and knows what we conceal and even knows what the animals feel. We thank Him we praise him, and upon him we have reliance, because it is only to him we turn to for true guidance. And we ask him to send his peace, his blessings, his mercy upon the best of human beings and prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is buried right behind me, the most beloved person to all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have his peace and blessings upon him, the best of human beings and prophets, upon whom be praise until the very end of our days. And we ask him for steadfastness, guidance, mercy, and to never lead us astray, and for him to save us on Judgment Day. Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing to be speaking here in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid. It's not an easy matter. It's actually something very heavy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever comes to this masjid, my masjid, seeking to teach good or to learn good, then he will have the rank of a person who struggles and fights for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great reward. And in reality, this is one of the most amazing things about this age of technology, where subhanAllah, you're sitting at home and gaining this reward inshallah ta'ala, if we're sincere. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us inshallah. So today's topic is something that is very, very dear to me. And it is something that I've studied in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I found that you can study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through an amazing lens called his prophetic prayers. The prayers that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. And one of the most amazing things about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the Prophet himself was the answer of a dua of one of his forefathers. What does that mean? Well, first and foremost, we have to understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself didn't just come up from nowhere. Rather, he was a chain in a long chain of prophets and messengers that came. And he is the final link in this chain. All of the prophets, starting from Adam to Noah to Idris, to all of these prophets, and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa alayhi salam, jami'an, the Prophet is the final link to this chain of prophets. And most importantly, the Prophet has said that the prophets are all brothers with different mothers, meaning they are related to one another. And it is no obviously surprised that the Prophet ﷺ himself came from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salam. And Ismail alayhi salam, obviously we all know, was the son of none other than the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam himself. And Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam were prophets just like Ibrahim's other son Ishaq alayhi salam. And from Ishaq came Ya'qub, and from Ya'qub came Yusuf alayhi salam, and also came Musa alayhi salam. So the Bani Israel came from Ya'qub, who came from Ishaq. But Ismail alayhi salam, his progeny had only one prophet, and that prophet was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was the father of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something very beautiful and very powerful, that we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this long lineage of prophets and messengers. And one of the things that we wanted to focus on today is to understand the beauty of this prophet, the beauty of this of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his struggle that he had in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and what he went through in order to fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want you to pay attention with me, where Ibrahim alayhi salam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to him, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. And the Prophet ﷺ was told, mention, O Muhammad ﷺ, when Ibrahim was tried by his Lord with commands, and he fulfilled all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, I will make you a leader of the people. And Ibrahim said, and what about all of my descendants? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my covenant does not include those who do wrong and who commit evil. Meaning that the prophethood and this covenant will only be given to the righteous. He then goes on to make a number of dua. And among those dua are some very beautiful dua Ibrahim alayhi salam makes when he is completed building the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him to build the Kaaba. This was one of his tests. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he's building the Kaaba, the holiest place on earth, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And mention, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Ibrahim was raising the foundations of the house, and with him Ismail,
And they were saying, "O our Lord, accept this from us. Indeed, you are the hearing and the knowing." And he continues to make dua, and he says, "Rabbana waj'alna muslimayni laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim." He continues to make dua and says, "O our Lord, and make us Muslims in submission to you, and from our descendants a Muslim nation in submission to you, and show us our rights and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are the accepting of repentance and the merciful." Now I want you to pay attention to something even more beautiful. The next dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam makes is one of the most beautiful and most powerful dua in human history. It was a father's prayer for his children, a father's prayer for humanity, and a father's prayer for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal-hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal aziz al-hakim." He says, "O our Lord, send to them, these people, a messenger from among them who will recite to them your verses and teach them the book and purify them. There is no doubt you are the Almighty, the All-Wise." Now, this is very, very powerful. Because what was Ibrahim alayhi salam making dua for? Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua in essence for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a messenger that would come and teach them and bring about the revelation to humanity and teach them the book and purify them and give them the understanding of how to apply it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the most honorable and the most wise. He would know who would it be. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, later on, this was in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal describes to us who that messenger would be and what the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam would be. And he says, follow along with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَسْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That God has been truly gracious to the believers and favored them by sending them a messenger from among their own to recite his revelations to them, to purify them, and to teach them the scripture and wisdom. Before that, they were in clear astray and in error. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam that he will send this messenger. And he revealed in the Quran that that messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light to all of humanity, the one that would take every single person out of the darkness of disbelief to the light of faith. And one of the beautiful things about this verse, if you notice, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam said to them, when Ibrahim said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh, our Lord, send to them a messenger from among them." Okay, we understood that. "Who will recite to them from your verses and teach them the book and purify them. There is no doubt you are the mighty, the wise." The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua is he reorganized the dua of Ibrahim. The way he answered it is he said, "I will send them a messenger from among their own who will recite the revelations and will purify them. Will purify them and then teach them the scripture and its wisdom." And wisdom here comes from the word al-hikmah, which means its application. And al-hikmah is to put something in its right place, in its right time, in the right way, in the right format. That's what hikmah means. وَضْعُ الشَّيْ فِي مَكَانِهِ, to put something in its right place. So the hikmah here is the sunnah, which is the application of the revelation, the application of the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ's example. So Allah reworded the dua of Ibrahim. And he said here, he will recite his revelations and then purify them. Whereas Ibrahim asked, teach them the book and then purify them. Which shows us something very important, brothers and sisters. That this revelation, this example, the example in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, is an example that is not only for us to implement and understand the revelation of what to do, what not to do, but most importantly, for us when we understand this revelation, we understand that it will purify us. This is what the Quran came for humanity, to purify them and to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their creator, to bring them a step closer in understanding the role of the divine in each one of our lives. This is what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And one of the most beautiful things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one day he was gathered right here where we are right now in Medina, in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, with some of his companions, and a companion by the name of Khalid ibn Ma'dan.
He said to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, أخبرنا عن نفسك. O Messenger of God, O Messenger of Allah, tell us about yourself. And he said, yes, and follow me what he said. He said, O Messenger of Allah, tell us about yourself. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah bless, he said, yes, I am the answer to the prayer of my father. أنا دعوة أبي إبراهيم وبشرى عيسى ورأت أمي حين حملت بي أنه خرج منها نور أضاء لها قصور بصرى من أرض الشام. She said that the Prophet ﷺ said, I am the answer to the prayer of my father Ibrahim. Which prayer, which dua? The one we just went over. And he said, I am the glad tidings prophesied by Isa alayhi salam. When he said, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِهِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. When Isa alayhi salam said that there will come to you all a messenger after me whose name will be Ahmed. And I am the vision of my mother who saw that a light came out from her illuminating the places of Busra, which is in Iraq, and in the land of Sham, the castles, and in Syria and Palestine. And another narration, the Prophet ﷺ has said in this exact hadith, I am Allah's servant as is written in the mother of the book, meaning in Lawh al-Mahfuz. And verily the seal of the prophets, when Adam was still made from clay, and I should tell you the meaning of what it means that I am da'wah to Abi Ibrahim. I am the answer of the dua of the prayer of Ibrahim. So Ibrahim's dua is answered. Al-Rabi', a famous scholar, he said that فَقِيلَ لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ قَدْ إِسْتُجِيبَ لَكْ وَهُوَ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ. It was said to Ibrahim after he made that beautiful dua, O Allah, sent from among them a messenger until the end, that your dua was answered and he will come to you near the end of time. The beautiful thing was the birth of the Prophet ﷺ happened after this. And his mother said, I used to see in my dream that there would be light coming from me that would spread through the east and west, that would reach all the way to the north in Syria and Palestine. Light would emanate from all of her until people started to see these dreams as well. And a man came up to her and said to her, أَلَا تَعْرِفِي أَنِّكِ سَتَلِدْ تحمل بسيد أما شرتي بأنك قد حملت بسيد هذه الأمة. That haven't you felt that you will be the one to give birth to the master of humanity? And she said that I have seen these dreams. And she said that this person came to her and said to her that when he is born, make a dua. And the dua is say, أعيذه بالواحد من شر كل حاسد. Say, I seek refuge in the one creator, the one divide, from every evil and envier that exists. And then this person said to her, ثُمَّ سَمِيهِ مُحَمَّدًا. Then name him Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means the one who will be praised all over the world and the one who will be the one who praises God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the answer of the dua of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. What a beautiful dua, what a powerful dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us a very beautiful ayah of how to understand our Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. There's certainly no doubt in the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an excellent example, uswatun hasana, for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day and who remembers Allah often. I want you to focus on this section right here where it says, Allah says he is uswatun hasana, he's an excellent example. Do you know what uswatun hasana means in Arabic? Uswatun hasana means in Arabic the best of examples. In Arabic, when you want to say someone is a good example, you say هذا الرجل قدوة في التعليم هذه المرأة قدوة في كطبيبة. You say this person is a قدوة, an example in being a teacher. You say this woman is an example in being a lawyer. You mention a particular field that they're good at and you use the word in Arabic قدوة. قدوة means good in this particular field. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say in this verse that the Prophet is the best قدوة. He used another word. He used the word uswa. And uswa in Arabic means someone that is good and the best in every field. He is the best father. He is the best leader. He is the best parent. He is the best husband, spouse. He is the best one to lead a community, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is the best human being to walk on this earth, the best example in application of the Quran and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uswatun hasana. Indeed, in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
is it the best of examples? Are you going through depression? The Prophet ﷺ is the best of your examples. Are you going through a difficulty in your life? The Prophet ﷺ is the best of examples. Are you going through understanding who to marry or finding a spouse, finding a job, finding a profession? The Prophet ﷺ is the best of examples. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, no doubt, there is in the example of the Prophet ﷺ for you the best of examples in every part of life. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And that the Prophet ﷺ was the response of that dua. And the Prophet ﷺ was the one who fulfilled that message. And I want you to reflect on this final verse as we end. Remember that the dua was answered. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the believers? I want us to go back to that verse and reflect on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I want you to reflect, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. God has been truly gracious to all of us. God has been extremely gracious to all of us. He has given us the Prophet ﷺ. He has given us Muhammad ﷺ. This is from the blessing and favor of Allah. God has been truly gracious to the believers. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ. He sent to us the Prophet ﷺ. What greatest blessing that we have, that we have the Prophet ﷺ. He sent to them a messenger from among them. He didn't send us an angel where we couldn't apply. He didn't send us a different kind of being where we don't understand how to deal with. But he sent us a messenger who is a human who we can understand how to apply this revelation that he sent us. To send us what? مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He would recite to them revelation. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ, and to purify them. The Prophet ﷺ's example is a way to purify us. Is a way to purify us. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and to teach us what Allah wanted us to do with in the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Al-Hikmah here again means what? Putting the book in its right place. Its application of the revelation. وَإِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And all of us were indeed astray, misguided, if it wasn't for Muhammad ﷺ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who implement this guidance that was brought to us. That Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua thousands of years before. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that dua of that great Prophet, Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who's right behind me. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be of the best of followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To allow us to have the conviction of dua of Ibrahim. And to allow us to implement the Qur'an so that it can be a benefit to purify us and for us to understand its application and for us to understand the revelation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in Medina in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Akhirah. And I hope to see you inshallah ta'ala again. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.
Assalamu alaikum. Wait,